Women evolved eons ago to be able to quickly, coldly, disloyally dump a man who suddenly stopped providing her and her kids with food and protection. This makes perfect evolutionary psychological sense. Her very survival and that of her kids depended on her being able to suddenly switch to another man, offering the new man her cunt, since if she didn't, if she remained loyal to the previous man, she may have starved. Thus, women probably evolved to see men as sexploitable, to be manslaved, expecting men to work for them for decades. I suspect that this is the case for evolutionary psychological reasons. I was always puzzled and frustrated that my ex-girlfriend never showed an intuitive and emotional understanding of masculine arguments, that she was never a female masculist. If her failure to understand and sympathize with masculine arguments is common to most women, then the coming gender wars are going to be even more bitter than I had previously imagined. If she is fairly typical of her sex with her anti-masculist views, then millions of women are going to feel horrendously threatened by the masculist message and fight it vociferously. This monoconscious female, in brackets, not just feminist, but evolved female expectation of men, that is, that men are put on this earth to work for women to have babies, may cause women to become hysterical in the face of the hatred of masculists against female manslavery. The masculists, being male, with their superior intelligence at the top end of the performance scale and their 10 times larger testosterone levels in their blood, will not pull any punches in their sex war with these misandrist, male-dumping, monoconscious, feminazi bitches to whom they do not have to be nice, since there is no way these masculists will want to penis such women. So we'll hit these monoconscious feminazis with real male hatred and wrath, scaring most women shitless. These women will not be able to answer back with any level of credibility, since the core masculist argument, that is, that women have a career window of half a century, so must fip up, is so strong that it is impregnable. The masculists will force women to fip up and punish those who don't by exterminating them slowly, by totally ignoring them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, spat at for being manslaving vermin. I wonder how long it will be before the journalists are reporting on the level of bitterness in the gender wars as millions of men convert themselves from being apolitical, wimpy MGTOWs who merely react to the current gender political status quo to being angry, hateful masculists who lash out at the monoconscious hypocrisy of feminazis and punish them severely by not penising them, hurling abuse and hatred at them for being manslavers to be wiped off the face of this earth? Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 450-plus masculist flyers for men's studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.